Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for HP Inc., also known by its ticker, HPQ. Today, we're diving deep into this tech giant's current standing and future potential, tailored for you long-term retail investors looking to build wealth through smart, informed decisions. Let's unpack what's been happening with HP Inc., take a close look at their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and wrap it up with some actionable insights for your portfolio. Grab a coffee. Let's get into it. Since most of you are likely familiar with HP Inc., I'll skip the basic intro about printers and PCs and jump straight into the latest buzz. This is a company that's been a staple in the tech hardware space for decades, operating in the personal computing and printing industries within the broader technology sector. With a massive global presence and a workforce of thousands, they're a heavyweight. But the question is, can they keep up with the fast-paced changes in tech? Let's see what the recent data and developments tell us before we break down the SWOT. First off, some recent performance highlights. Over the past year, HP Inc. has shown a mixed bag in terms of stock performance, with shorter-term metrics like the one-week and one-month returns reflecting some volatility, while longer-term trends over 5 years suggest a steadier trajectory compared to the industry. Speaking of the industry, HP Inc. operates in a competitive tech hardware space that's seen moderate growth, but not without its challenges, as reflected in the sector's performance numbers. On the news front, there's been chatter about their strategic moves to adapt to hybrid work trends, which ties into their latest earnings call for Q1 2025. They reported a modest 2% year-over-year revenue growth, which isn't earth-shattering, but shows they're holding ground in a tough market. Now, let's dig deeper into what's driving this and what could shape their future through our SWOT analysis. Strengths. Let's start with what HP Inc. is doing right. Their revenue growth, even if modest at 2% for Q1 2025, is a positive signal in a competitive industry. This growth, as highlighted in their earnings call, comes from strength in personal systems and a focus on hybrid work solutions. Think laptops and tools for remote setups. For long-term investors, this adaptability to market trends is a solid foundation. Another strong point is their profitability metrics. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well compared to industry peers, showing they're not just growing revenue but also managing costs effectively. This kind of efficiency can be a buffer against economic headwinds, which is something you want in a portfolio staple. Looking at their balance sheet, HP Inc. has a decent amount of cash and equivalents on hand, which gives them flexibility for innovation or debt management. Their current ratio also suggests they can cover short-term obligations without breaking a sweat, a reassuring sign for stability-focused investors like us. Lastly, their dividend yield is noteworthy. It's not the highest out there, but it's consistent, and for long-term holders, that steady income stream can compound nicely over time. They're clearly committed to returning value to shareholders, as evidenced by their net dividends paid in recent cash flow statements. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. HP Inc. has some cracks to watch. One big concern is their debt-to-equity ratio, which is on the higher side. High leverage can be a double-edged sword. It might fuel growth, but it also increases risk if interest rates spike or if cash flows take a hit. For long-term investors, this is something to monitor closely. Another issue is their return on equity, which isn't as impressive as some competitors in the tech hardware space. This suggests they might not be using shareholders' equity as efficiently to generate profits. It's not a deal breaker, but it's a signal they need to optimize their operations or capital allocation. From the earnings call, while they're confident about their strategy, there's an admission of challenges in certain segments like printing, where demand isn't as robust. If a core part of their business is softening, that could weigh on overall growth unless they pivot fast. Lastly, their stock's beta indicates it's somewhat tied to market volatility. For those of you looking for a rock-solid defensive play, HP Inc. might not fully fit the bill in turbulent times. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's plenty of upside potential for HP Inc. to capitalize on. The shift to hybrid and remote work isn't going anywhere, and their earnings call emphasized a strong push into solutions for the future of work. if they can innovate and grab more market share in personal systems, that could be a significant growth driver over the next few years. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, looks reasonable compared to the current valuation and industry averages. This suggests the stock might not be overpriced for the growth potential, which could attract value investors looking for entry points. For those of you playing the long game, this is a metric to keep an eye on as estimates evolve. Geographically, their revenue segments show a strong presence in multiple regions. If they can double down on emerging markets where tech adoption is accelerating, that could unlock new revenue streams. It's not a guaranteed win, but the opportunity is there. Finally, their free cash flow yield is decent, which means they've got room to invest in R&D or strategic acquisitions without stretching themselves thin. For us long-term folks, a company that can reinvest in itself while maintaining financial health is always a plus. Threats. Let's talk risks, because no investment is without them. First up, the tech hardware industry is brutally competitive. HP Inc. is up against giants who are also innovating at breakneck speed. If they lag in product development or pricing, they could lose ground fast. Their earnings call mentioned external challenges, and that's code for fierce competition and market dynamics. Another threat is economic sensitivity. Their products, PCs, printers, are often tied to consumer and business spending. If we hit a recession or if corporate budgets tighten, demand could drop, impacting revenue and margins. Their industry performance metrics already show some softness in shorter timeframes, so this isn't just hypothetical. Regulatory and geopolitical risks also loom large. With operations spanning multiple regions, as seen in their geographic revenue breakdown, any trade tensions or policy shifts could disrupt supply chains or increase costs. Long-term investors need to factor in these macro risks. Lastly, innovation pressure is relentless. If HP Inc. doesn't keep pace with tech trends, think AI integration or sustainable hardware, they risk becoming irrelevant. Their CapEx on property and equipment is notable, but it needs to translate into game-changing products, not just maintenance. As we wrap up this SWOT analysis, let's tie it all together with a long-term perspective. HP Inc. is a company with a solid foundation, showing resilience with steady revenue growth and a knack for adapting to trends like hybrid work. However, their debt levels and competitive pressures are real hurdles that could cap upside if not managed well. For you long-term retail investors, this stock offers a mix of stability with its dividend and growth potential through innovation, but it's not without risks tied to economic cycles and industry rivalry. My take? HP Inc. is worth considering as part of a diversified portfolio, especially if you're bullish on tech's role in the future of work. But keep an eye on their debt and how they execute on innovation. It's not a screaming buy or a hard pass. It's a calculated play. Thanks for tuning into this deep dive on HP Inc. with MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep building that wealth, and I'll see you in the next video.